Okay, so for today's limud in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we talk about a detail within the laws of Hilchos Schar Shabbos. So what's Schar Shabbos? Schar Shabbos is basically profits that you earn from something done on Shabbos. So this can either include, let's say, a service, or it can include some type of rental profit. So for instance, if a person's, let's say, a babysitter on Shabbos, so they're not doing any malacha, they're babysitting. But if you get paid for the job done on Shabbos, you're profiting from a service done on Shabbos, and that's a problem of Schar Shabbos. It's part of the general category of Mekach Memkar and business-related halachas that are forbidden on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to make a profit on Shabbos from a service, which would include, let's say, babysitting, or would include, let's say, being a waiter. If you're a waiter on Shabbos for some event, and even if you didn't do malacha, you're getting paid for a service that you did on Shabbos. You're getting benefit financially from Shabbos, and that's Schar Shabbos. And again, we tie it to the general problem of doing business-related stuff on Shabbos. However, in order to avert this problem of Schar Shabbos, there's a very simple solution that many times can be employed to enable payment to be accepted for work done on Shabbos. And that is the concept of havla. If you swallow the Shabbos arrangement within an arrangement that includes the weekday as well. So if let's say you have a babysitter and originally you stipulate with a babysitter, I want you to come A on Shabbos and B on Sunday night to babysit for me. And it's one deal that includes both the Shabbos babysitting and the babysitting of the week, it's mutter to then accept compensation even for Shabbos because it's all one bulk payment that includes the choil, and therefore it's not a degradation of Shabbos. So halacha lemaisa based on this, if a person wants to rent out chairs for a kiddush, or you want to rent out tables for a kiddush, you want to rent out something that's to be used on Shabbos. So conceptually, we have a problem over here because it's not like babysitting where you could just arrange it that you'll babysit on Shabbos and on Sunday night. The whole point of renting out the chairs and the tables is specifically for an event on Shabbos. Let's say a kiddush that's going to take place on Shabbos morning. So what does it mean that we avert the problem of Schar Shabbos by somehow including the Shabbos deal together with a weekday deal? So the Paiskim explain that even in this case where let's say you're renting out equipment and stuff that's going to be giving you profit from Shabbos, and it's specifically there for a Shabbos event like for a Kiddush, you still have an Eitzah solution of implementing the rule of Havlah, which would allow you to accept compensation for the rental that takes place on Shabbos. How so? So the Paiskim explained that even though when you're renting out these items and you're getting a profit from it, it should conceptually be Schar Shabbos, what you should do to allow compensation is arrange it where you rent the tables and the chairs to be used for a kiddush on Shabbos, but you make sure that the rental fee also includes delivery and setup, let's say, before Shabbos. So you're including in the rental fee both the actual renting of the items plus the delivery and setting up before Shabbos, and it's one lump sum that includes work done before Shabbos and on Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. Or let's say you include the rental fee for the tables and the chairs for the kiddush on Shabbos, plus you include in the rental fee the pickup after Shabbos. So as long as it's havla, you're including within the rental of Shabbos something that also was done after Shabbos or before Shabbos, and it's now included in one large compensation that incorporates both the weekday and Shabbos, it's mutter to accept compensation even for the work or the rental that was done on Shabbos. However, one small note, and that is that when you send a bill, it shouldn't be itemized. You shouldn't say the fee for, let's say, the rental is $100 and the fee for the delivery service is $25. Because if you itemize the bill by specifying what's getting the compensation for Shabbos and what's the compensation for the week, it's basically having two separate deals that happen to be combined in one contract. But that's a problem because then you're specifying a rental fee for Shabbos, which is going to be a violation of Schar Shabbos. So what you would have to do is just make one lump fee of, let's say, $125. That includes both services, both the rental and the delivery. And in that way, it's a valid havlah, which would be allowed on Shabbos.